up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week, and guess what? It's the Christmas show. Yes, it's all I got for you now. It's all Christmas songs done up old-time style. So old-time music Christmas fans, this is your opportunity to enjoy a little holiday music with tubas. It's basically what it comes down to. I got a bunch of them, so we're going to give them a spin for you today. And I was trying to figure out how to do this generically, and I don't think there's a way. Depending on where you're listening to the show this week, you may get to hear a second hour, because I'm doing 2 hours of Christmas music, and I know some stations are only going to be able to take the first hour, and some will be able to follow up with the second hour. Some of them might run them at another time. My advice is just keep it on, keep listening just in case. You don't want to miss out. But, so I got a bunch of them here to go. And I do have a 78 of the week. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we played a Christmas song by Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, and it was a really scratchy 45, and I want to play the other side. But since the other side of the 45 is even scratchier, I'm going to play the 78 of the same record. It just happens to be pressed on a 78. So that's what's coming up. Anything beyond that, it is a crapshoot, because I got a lot of Christmas records here and I am completely unorganized. Let's start out with Jimmy Webber and the Sounds. I Can Tell It's Christmas.
These stockings hung with care. I can feel it's Christmas with each card that I write. I'm sure glad it's Christmas because Santa comes tonight. I can see it's Christmas with the lights of green and red. I know it's new Christmas, children gladly go to bed. There's something about Christmas, and I thank the stars above for the season filled with kindness, peace on earth, goodwill and love. Hung with care. I can feel it's Christmas with each card that I write. I'm sure glad it's Christmas because Santa comes tonight. I can see it's Christmas with the lights of green and red. I know it's new Christmas, children gladly go to bed. There's something about Christmas, and I thank the stars above for the season filled with kindness, peace on earth, goodwill and love.
There you go, Jimmy Webber and the Sounds there. I can tell it's Christmas here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for our Christmas edition of the show. All Christmas songs for you this week. And I'll tell you right now that when it comes to Christmas music and old-time music, you're going to get a few more waltzes than usual, because a lot of traditional Christmas songs, when you slow them down, they don't really work as a polka. You got to do them as a waltz sometimes. Here's a good example. Here's the Chicago Style and Pretty Paper.
busy bee passing by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nice. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not, much too busy. In a hurry, my how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst, from the laughter, he cried. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons are blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you.
Chicago style, doing up Pretty Paper. I think most people associate that song with Roy Orbison. It was actually written by Willie Nelson. Diane is singing on that song. I'm trying to make out her last name here, but the print's too small and there's too many letters. But anyway, a fine job, Diane, with the Chicago style on Pretty Paper here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It is our Christmas edition. So I hope you hear some of your favorite Christmas songs in here. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? Ah, yes, we shall. And invite you to stop by, check them out. Hey, it's the holidays. Don't be just showing up. Check them out online. worldofaccordions.org. You can find out what all they have to offer, including, like, I don't know, 1,400 accordions all in one building. Mind-blowing, I tell you. If you could harness the power of all those bellows, you could probably solve the world's energy problems. I don't know. Have they ever tried that? Is that a renewable energy source? Running turbines off of accordion bellows power? Just seems like the Duluth Accordionaires could probably get a few megawatts going or something. I don't know. But anyway, have a look. worldofaccordions.org. And maybe plan something for spring or summer to come up to the North Country. And check them out. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. All the information is on their website, worldofaccordions.org. All right, here's Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push. It's the Under the Mistletoe Polka.
Mm-hmm. mistletoe. Will you give me a chance? Tell me you love me so. There's nothing left for me, only this memory. Hold me and don't let go underneath the mistletoe. Will you give me a hug under the mistletoe? Will you give me the love I'd like to know? I'm so in love with you, I hope you love me too. Hold me and don't let go underneath the mistletoe. Christmas night with someone I love so, and nothing can compare to things that we can share. Hold me and don't let go underneath the mistletoe. I put my trust in you under the mistletoe. My future is with you, your future's with me too. Somehow I can't express the meaning of your kiss. Hold me and don't let go underneath the mistletoe.
Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push under the mistletoe polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Weird weather up here in northern Minnesota for a December anyway, especially this far into December. What the heck? It's been, we're coming off a week of like mid to upper 30s, and I'm not complaining because my heat bill likes the break. But I got a guy at work who's complaining. He's like, if we're going to have winter, let's have winter. Because he wants to do winter stuff. He wants to, you know, snowmobile, and they want to play hockey and do all that wintry stuff, which is hard to do when things are kind of melty out there. It's just weird, but they are starting to talk about some below zero coming up here in the next few days. So we'll see how it works out. You know, the weather, if we didn't have weather, we'd have none to talk about. You know, that's the whole deal there. Let's do a quickie from Lil Wally. Here's the Jingle Bells Polka.
Hey, Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
we go. Lil Wally there, kind of a fast one. And the Jingle Bells Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the show. I am totally disorganized. I got records laying all over the place in here. I got stuff stacked up. I'm like, which one do I want to be sure that we fit in here? Which ones have we already played? And I hate to repeat them. But sometimes, you know, you got to repeat one because it's one of your favorites. And you got to hear more than once a year. I mean, come on. And then I realized, here we are in Christmas week and all that. And I have yet to play Twinkle Toes by Eddie Blazancik's Versatones, which is one of my favorites. And I think the kiddies like hearing about the next generation of Rudolph and all that kind of stuff. So I just thought we better make sure to get that one in here right away.
Son last New Year's Eve, and when old Santa looked at him, he hardly could believe. For in each tiny little hook, he had a light that glowed. So Santa laughed and said, let's call him Little Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes, Twinkle Toes, Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle Toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from Twinkle Toes.
Said Rudolph, all the toys are in the sleigh. The boys and girls are all in bed, we must be on our way. Tonight will be a stormy night, for see how hard it snows. We need more light, and so tonight the leader's Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes, Twinkle Toes, Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle Toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from Twinkle Toes.
Vixen, said Santa, this year I will take a rest. I'm sure that little Twinkle Toes will try to do his best. With Daddy Rudolph hooked behind and a pair of hoofs that glow, the boys and girls will get their toys because of Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes, Twinkle Toes, Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle Toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from Twinkle Toes. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from Twinkle Toes.
There you go. Eddie Blazancik's Versatones there. And Twinkle Toes got those little lights going in his toes there. That's a amazing situation. I mean, static electricity, if he was hanging out with some lightning bugs, what the deal was. But always been one of my favorites in the old-time polka music category, which is really a pretty big category anyway. Here's another one of my favorites. And again, we slow it down for this one because not every Christmas song gets away with being a polka. Here's Marv Herzog and White Christmas.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
There you go. Great Christmas album. Marv Herzog there, White Christmas. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, a special Christmas edition. Glad you're along with. Hope you're set for a great Christmas week. I don't know exactly what day you might be listening to the show, but hope all is going excellent for you. Hopefully you've got some little kids around. Now, I know that a lot of you may not have little kids around, and you are relieved. You are relaxed. You are happy that you do not have little kids around. But I tell you, I like little kids in small numbers, because obviously my grandson is hanging around. I've talked to him before on the show. It's funny how the technology moves along, because I remember, of course, writing a letter to Santa Claus when I was a kid. And then also at the radio station I work at, we don't do this anymore, but like 30-some years ago and for quite a few years before and after that, we did a Letters to Santa program where we had kids in schools in like second and third grade, maybe first grade, yeah, pretty little anyway, write letters to Santa as a class project. And then the letters were all brought to the radio station. And we contacted Santa Claus by a special shortwave radio hookup. And we had little Sandy Slayfoot at the studio who would use our shortwave equipment to get a hold of Santa at the North Pole and would read the letters to Santa on the air and over the shortwave radio. So Santa would know what kids wanted for Christmas. And so that shows how the technology moves on and on and on. And so last week, my coffee maker at work died. You can tell I never go off on a tangent. My coffee maker at work died, and it was only about 40 years old. And it would take, you know, it's just a little 12-cup coffee maker, you know, your typical Proctor Silex or whatever the heck it was. And it would take an hour to make a pot of coffee, and the coffee had the unique taste of melting plastic and burnt coffee grounds in every pot. It was very unique. But finally, we tried to clean it out, and the thing basically exploded, so I had to get a coffee pot and have my grandson with. And we went to the mart, and, you know, you go with a five-year-old to a store. He wants to buy everything he walks past. Grandpa, I want this. Tell Santa I want this. And then all of a sudden, he was asking me for my phone. Grandpa, give me your phone. Give me your phone. So I gave him my phone, and he's taking pictures of toys and candy canes and stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to text the pictures to Santa Claus of all the things that I want for Christmas. That's how far we've gotten, ladies and gentlemen, that five-year-olds want to text pictures of the toys they want to Christmas for Christmas directly to Santa Claus. Because then you know he's going to get it right. You know, at least he better, because, you know, a kid's got proof. Like, Santa, I showed you I wanted the red remote control truck, not the blue one. Wow, technology marches on. And it affects the way we pull off that whole Christmas thing, you know. Hey, let's do the Christmas polka. Here's Frankie Yankovic.
Around and round the Christmas tree, won't you come and dance with me? We will sing and we'll be gay. It's Christmas Day today.
Merry Christmas.
Kiss beneath the mistletoe. How happy we will be. It's the night you and me are around the Christmas tree. sing and we'll be gay. It's Christmas Day today.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is on his way, bringing presents with his reindeer. He'll come riding on his sleigh.
We're going to work like this and around we go. Steal a kiss beneath the mistletoe. How happy we will be, it's the night you and me are around the Christmas tree.
All right there, Mr. Yankovic there, and the Christmas polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Special Christmas edition is underway. Here are the happy times and that good old Christmas polka.
That good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play. She'd put on the records and decorate the tree and wait for good old Santa to bring the kielbasa. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play? To that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing. She used to sing those jolly words before she lost her teeth. She found them in the ashes when they burned the wreath. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing? That good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play. He used to pick the melody upon his old guitar, but he left it in the garage one day and smashed it with his car. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play? And if you ever find it, oh, won't you let us know? We'll see that it gets played upon the radio. You'll dance around the table, cause it fills you up with cheer. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
There you go. That's the happy times there. That good old Christmas polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I can't believe I'm keeping these records organized. Now, I told you we were going to have a 78 of the week this week. I have somewhere. Oh, there it is over there. I have a Cousin Fuzzy 78. A couple of weeks ago, we played It's Santa Claus Time by Cousin Fuzzy off the old beat-up 45 I had. And I knew I had it on a 78 that was in better condition, and I want to play the Song of the Christmas Lights, which is on the other side. And I'm like, why would I play the scratchy 45 when I have a much nicer 78? Nobody in the world of sound ever says, gosh, the 78 sounds better than the 45. So I'm going to get that ready, because, you know, that takes me a couple of minutes. I got to switch over the needle and the cartridge and the record player and get the thing so it works at 78 and all that kind of stuff. So I need a song that's at least a couple of minutes long. Some of these are kind of short, you know. You can only get so much work done in a minute and 38 seconds. Fortunately here, I have Toledo Polka Motion here, and they're going to sing for a whole 3 minutes and 3 seconds, which is plenty of time to get my other record player switched over for a 78. Here is the ever-popular Nuttin' for Christmas Polka.
Thank you. Somebody snitched on me. I hid a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Michael eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad. Not in Susie's hair. Somebody snitched on me. I did a dance on mommy's plants. Climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled a sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me. So I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. Did you see the look on Daddy's face? I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
You won't be seeing Santa Claus.
Somebody snitched on me.
You won't come visit you because
somebody snitched on me. Next year I'll be going straight.
Next year I'll be good, just wait.
I'd start now, but it's too late.
Somebody snitched on you.
Oh, you're getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Boy, are they mad.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
They have it, Toledo Polka Motion there, and the Nuttin' for Christmas Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every week. I don't know how it happens, but it does. And, of course, now it's obviously too late to get in any Christmas requests, because next week we'll be done with the Christmas music. But if you have requests, comments, questions, dedications, you're just perplexed as to what the heck is going on. There are so many ways you get in touch with the show. You may send a voicemail. A voicemail? You do send a voicemail? No, I guess you send a text, and you can leave a voice message, which I guess is technically a voicemail. I don't understand the technology. You can 218-259-2985. See, write that down. Just get out your pocket knife and engrave it in the wall there right by the phone. 218-259-2985. You can send a text. You can leave a message, like speaking message. You know, like, hi, I want more Whoopi John songs. You can say that if you want. Is one way to do it. You can also shoot an email to oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't work, look up facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways will get you in touch. Now, I think I've stalled long enough. We're ready to crank up the hi-fi to 78 RPMs here. And a couple of weeks ago, we played the other side of this one, which was It's Santa Claus Time by Cousin Fuzzy and His Cousins. Let's do the other side, shall we? Here's the, and I'm telling you, 78. We're running full speed ahead here. Don't try to read the labels when they're going around at 78. It'll make you throw up. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and His Cousins. It's the song of the Christmas lights.
The lights in the windows at Christmas time bring friendship to all who pass by. The green and the red and the blue and the white make even the cold-hearted sigh. Those pretty little lights in the windows at night make you want to help someone who throughout the old year and at this Christmas time hasn't been as lucky as you. So you give to the needy, you
give to the poor, to the cold and the hungry you open your door. So when Christmas is over and the Christmas lights are packed in the attic with care, let's open the doors of our hearts open wide till the Christmas lights shine next year.
Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there off the 78th this week. There's our 78 of the week, actually. A Song of the Christmas Lights here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and it's the California Connection sneaking up on us in the background here. Hear the sleigh bells and all that. When Santa does the polka, yikes!
Santa does the polka, he's happy as can be. The elves and reindeers dance with him around the Christmas tree. The music is so lively, it gives them energy to make the long, long journey to us on Christmas Eve.
Give Santa dance,
do your favorite polka band.
Give Santa dance,
spread cheer across the land.
See, there they go off into the distance. There go the sleigh bells there. When Santa does the polka, it's California Connection here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And while that was playing, man, I tell you, there are a lot of spur-of-the-moment decisions going on here in the Christmas edition of the Zumpa Hour. Here I thought, man, you've been planning this show for a week. You should know what you're doing. But no, that would make too much sense. Can we play 278s in one show? I guess I don't care because I'm gonna. Because I didn't want to, I forgot. I want to play a song that's not strictly an old-time song. Can I do that? I mean, it's not like a rock and roll song or something crazy like that, but it's one that you never, ever, ever get to hear. And I've played it in the Christmas edition of our show before, and I like this one. And I have it on 78, and I thought as long as I had the record player set up for 78s before I switch it back. And this is an RCA Victor 78 even. You'd think that little dog would get dizzy going around that fast. I mean, throwing up right into that Victrola. Anyway, if you see the picture, that makes sense. This has just always been a fun record that I have played on Christmas for like 40 years, if not longer. It's called Santa Plays the Trombone in the North Pole Band. And I know that I have a song here about Santa playing a concertina somewhere, too. And if I remember, and if I can figure out where I put it, I might sneak that into the bonus second hour of the show for those of you that are lucky enough to be around for the second hour of the show. Because I know not everybody, not every station and everybody can carry the bonus hour that I decided spontaneously to do last week while I was doing the show. But anyway, we'll see. But what if Santa played the trombone in the North Pole Band? It's Papa John Gordy and his Dixielanders. So it's Dixieland style. And you don't hear a lot of Dixieland style Christmas music either. Just imagine Santa's playing the trombone, okay?
Santa plays the trombone in the North Pole Band. Santa plays the trombone just like in Dixieland. The helpers put their tools away, pick up their horns and start to play when Santa plays the trombone in the North Pole Band. In the North Pole Band, Santa plays the trombone just like in Dixieland. The helpers put their tools away, pick up their horns and start to play when Santa plays the trombone in the North Pole Band. Saint Nick never had a lesson, but he sure can go. When they start on Muskrat Ramble, hot licks melt the snow. Santa plays the trombone in the North Pole Band. Santa plays the trombone, the melody is grand. All the little helpers have got that Dixie beat. The reindeer and the penguins tap their great big feet.
See, that was just fun. And where else am I ever going to come up with an excuse to play that one? Papa John Gordy and his Dixielanders there. And Santa plays the trombone in the North Pole Band. You thought I was the concertina, but I guess it depends what record you're listening to. Man, oh man, there's only like 13 minutes left or something in our special Christmas edition of the Yumpa Hour, except for those of you that can come along for the second hour. That's kind of a surprise secret thing that nobody knows about. Okay, let's... I don't even have any idea. Oh, here's that Don Peachy record that I got this year. I never had the Don Peachy Christmas album before, and I was pretty excited about that because I like Don Peachy records, and I didn't have any Christmas songs. Remember, this one was a big one for the Andrews Sisters. There's Christmas Island, Don Peachy in the orchestra.
Thank you. spend Christmas on Christmas Island. How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray for every day your Christmas dreams come true. Spend Christmas on Christmas Island. You will never stray for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
I have it, Don Peachy in the orchestra there. Christmas Island here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Mary Peachy doing the singing on that one. See, I was going to guess Janie, and I would have guessed wrong. I don't know exactly how old that particular album is either. But anyway, good song here in the Christmas show. We got time for probably at least a couple of more tunes here. I'll see what I can do for you. Stand by, because more Christmas coming up in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty here. Let's see what else we can do with this Christmas edition of the Oompa Hour here. How about Mark Jansen and the Brass Express when it's Christmas time in old Christmas Town, huh?
Christmas time in old Christmas Town. The snow gently falls to the ground. There is peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas time in old Christmas Town. People rushing about, there's gifts to buy, and some don't even know why. In a believer's heart, the reason is clear. It's the birthday of a king. For Christ came long ago, so the story is told. He gave his life for you and me. But he rose again on that third day, so we might live eternally. We wish you peace and good health, good luck and good cheer. May your lives never know a tear. Just remember the story from long ago. time in old Christmas town. The snow gently falls to the ground. There is peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas time in old Christmas town.
There you go, Mark Jansen and the Brass Christmas Express.
Everyone.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. Didn't know they were going to sneak that in on the end when it's Christmas time in old Christmas town. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. The old clock on the wall says times are just about out here. But let's slip in one from the John Jeske Band, and it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. That very special time of year when friends all gather to be near. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Forget your troubles and the past. Enjoy togetherness at last. Everyone enjoys a Christmas song, a laugh or smile. In a wish to make it last the new year long.
It's Christmas time. Yes, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Yes, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Yes, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Just leave your worries all behind. Let's share the joy with all mankind. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Imagine all the happiness. Let's take a break from all the stress. Everyone enjoys a Christmas song, a laugh or smile. Join us in a wish to it last the new year long. Tinsel, ornaments, carols, appointments, eggnog, mistletoe, Santa Claus and the North Pole. It's Christmas time.
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 It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
The John Jeske Band there. It's Christmas time here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and it's also about time to wrap up the show for this Christmas season, unless you're one of the people in a lucky position to hear hour two of the Christmas show at the station you're listening to or wherever you might happen to be listening. There's another hour coming up here in a little bit. And for the rest of you, Merry Christmas anyway, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Request and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bozeman, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Hey, some of you, stick around for hour two. In the meantime, ho, 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 and stay happy, everybody.